No, we never played up the underdog role anyway, so we just preparing the same way we've prepared for every game this year, from the preseason through the first four, and going to continue to prepare that way this week. Nothing's really going to change. Just going to get really into the opponent and talk about how we have to play to win.
Is there any difference in the way you prepare this week based on the fact that the guy on the other side prepares in exactly the same way you do, when presumably your first four opponents do not prepare exactly the same way you do?
I think the number one thing is just trying to understand how they try to play to win. And we may try to go about winning the same way, but I don't think we have the same team. You know, we're not the same team they are. They're not the same team we are. We don't play the same defense they do. We do run the same offense, you know, in some way, shape, or form. So there are some things that we obviously are going to know about them, and we know they know about us. And I think that's the difference. The fact that we're going to have to execute extremely well against a very, very good football team in every phase, that's the number one thing. I know they're going to prepare hard. They're going to be very well prepared. Hopefully we're going to be the same. And then ultimately it's going to come down to whose players play better on Sunday with the information that we've given them all week long. So it'll be a great challenge for us. We're looking forward to it. And it's a great football team coming in here on Sunday to play us. Yeah, you got to handle. I mean, I think you got to handle adversity when you face that, and you handle prosperity the same way. You got to deal with it and move on. And the biggest game is the next one, and that's how we're approaching this. This is our fifth game of the year, and we feel like I said, we're happy to be 4-0. Certainly, far from satisfied.
Josh, how rewarding was it for Brandon to make the play that decided the game last week, and for you, having endured everything you did and yet continue to coach the player and keep him a part of the team, how rewarding was that moment?
It was, I think it was rewarding for him because he's worked hard. He's done a lot of things here that people don't talk about and practice his butt off. And then to go out there and make a play like that in a big game for us early in the season to help determine the outcome, I think kind of everybody got, you know, emotional and energized by the entire play. And it was exciting for me to have a guy like that who I know has, you know, plugged away and gone through some things himself to come back and make a great play. You know, I mean, that's what he did. He made a great play. And once he had the ball in his hands, you know, we had a little help, but it was a lot of Brandon Marshall. And, to make a play like that in this league against a lot of great defenders, it just says a lot about him, and I think our team really responded to it and embraced the whole fact that he was the guy that made the play.
Is that play a demonstration of exactly why you demonstrated the kind of resolve?
I hope so. Yes. He was always a part of our team, and he's certainly a big part of our team now, and that hasn't changed, and we're looking forward to him making more plays like that.
Josh, you know Tom Brady as well as probably. Do you think his success through the years is more the result of individual ability or the system?
I think it's definitely a result of his work ethic is incredible, and his understanding of the defense that he's playing against each week is incredible. He knows personnel because he's been getting versed in that, you know, over and over throughout his entire career in New England. So he knows Andre Goodman's strengths and weaknesses. He knows Champ. He knows Brian. He knows Ronaldo. He knows DJ. And his preparation matches, his ability on the field, you know, and that's a unique combination to find in a quarterback who works extremely hard from Sunday night. And I say that, you know, in all seriousness, whenever they finished their game Sunday, I guarantee you he was watching film of us Sunday night, you know, not taking 24 hours to enjoy the Baltimore win, but getting ready for Denver and watching DVDs. And he's seen every game we've played, you know, three times already. And then he can go out there and actually do things with that information because he's got great talent. So, He's one of a kind, and to be a great challenge for us this week, and hopefully we can rise up to the occasion. No, he does not. Personally, we have a great relationship, still do, hopefully always will. You know, and anytime you have a good relationship with somebody like that, I think you miss that, you know, that relationship. It's just like leaving a really good friend or leaving home from your parents or whatever it is, you know. But we keep in contact, and I don't think there'll be much contact this week until Sunday. But, you know, that will always be the same way, I think, and I'll have always have a great deal of respect for him.
John, the running back situation, is Carl Buckhalter going to be available?
Injury report will come out today.
If you can't go, how does that change things?
I'm not going to talk about how it changes things. We got backs that can play, so if he's not ready to go, then it'll be the other three guys.
How hard will it be, given what you know about Belichick, to be the guy, the coach who has the most prepared team on Sunday?
I mean, it'll always be difficult when you're facing any coach in this league. I know how well prepared they're going to be, and I think all we can concern ourselves with is can we get our team as prepared as we possibly can in the next 5 days? I mean, that's really what matters. I don't know if we can, you know, figure out who was more prepared and all the rest of it. I hope you're going to see two well-prepared football teams out there on Sunday, and, you know, that the preparation and execution that you see from that on Sunday will determine the outcome of the game. And, you know, I hope that both teams are going to be really well-prepared. I know they will be, and I know we're going to work extremely hard to be the same. I think there's extra. Well, I mean, they're a great football team. They got a great defense, very physical, big up front. Rebuilt their secondary here in the last few years. Got a lot of key additions there, and they do a lot of different things. They force you to stay up, you know, pretty late at night and figure out how to attack them because there's not a lot of weaknesses offensively. A ton of Pro Bowl players and Pro Bowl caliber players, and Tom Brady, Moss, Welker. They play four backs. All the backs are very capable of running, catching, blocking, doing everything you want them to do. Watson has made a bunch of big plays already. They got three Pro Bowl offensive line guys. Their kicker's been in the Pro Bowl. I mean, it's a great football team with a great staff. So in terms of stress or excitement, I just think you're excited because it's a great challenge.
So you're not getting any sleep this week?
I don't know how much sleep I get any week, but this week certainly won't be any different.
Does Tom look like the Tom a few years ago?
Yeah, he's playing very well. He's playing very well. Got a lot of different guys. They're doing some different things. You know, Billy O'Brien, who is now, I think, calling the offense there, is branched a little bit and doing some different things and using their guys in some different ways. And Tom looks real comfortable, making a lot of big plays. And you know, certainly whenever you have a high-powered passing game like they do, people try to do all kinds of different things to take it away, you know. And so, you know, he sees everything under the sun every week, and they try to disrupt him and Moss and Welker and Watson and those guys, and he handles it very well and gets the ball to the people who need it.
No.
No rust.
Do you think you'd be here today if not for that background you had in the early years with scouting?
Do I think that I would be there?
Be where you're at today.
I don't know that. You know, I'm not sure, but that was very valuable to me. Extremely valuable. I mean, I got to see how you know, the evaluation process in this league is extremely important. I mean, you evaluate everything you do. You evaluate yourself, your game plan, the opponent, player strength and weaknesses in the draft, free agency, you know, and so I got to see that, and then spend time with Bill and Romeo and Eric and Rob Ryan on the defensive side, and learn the game that way and really see it through a defensive perspective. You know, and then come over on the offensive side and work under Charlie Weiss and get to coach Tom and the offense. So my whole background, I mean, all the things that he allowed me to do, I think was invaluable to me in my experience. And, you know, hopefully that's helping me every day that I'm here.
You said you started off in scouting. Was that week-to-week opponent or was it college?
I was up there with Scott, you know, and working in the pro personnel department, and, you know, doing different things with the waiver wire, and, you know, hey, I was a grunt. I wasn't making much money back then.
Josh, what do you think about the uniforms you're wearing Sunday, and are you upset that you're not wearing the vertical socks yourself?
I'm not upset that I'm not wearing the vertical socks. But, you know, I think it's a neat thing for the league, you know, to wear the throwback uniforms, and you know, you might feel a little funny for, you know, half a pregame warm-ups, but you know, I think that's a great thing for this league, and our guys are kind of excited about it. We've all seen the uniforms, we know what we're wearing, and I'm trying to get Mark to change what I'm wearing on the sideline, but it's not really working.
Josh, you know Sean had a little rough go in the second half, the fumble, and then the fourth down and stop. You like the way he kind of came back from those setbacks?
Yeah, I mean, the fourth down stop had, you know, didn't have a whole lot to do with Noshon. We didn't really get much push there, but he's a tough kid who handled, you know, he's going to handle whatever adversity he goes through. I mean, he popped right up from the fumble, ran off the sideline, and ran back in there when we got the ball the next time and ran hard and did a lot of good things to help us win the game. So, very tough-minded kid that, you know, we have great confidence in that he'll handle any adversity that he faces and play well. They're big. I mean, they've always been big, but they got Adelius and Pierre really spend a lot of time at the line of scrimmage, you know, along with the four big defensive linemen. So, you know, they've got six guys that weigh 270 pounds or more standing up there on every snap, you know, for the most part, and a great player behind the line of scrimmage, whether it's Mayo or Guyton. You know, both of them are young, really good inside linebackers that make a lot of tackles and play. So, you know, they're aggressive. They're playing man coverage a little bit more than maybe I remembered from the past, but they got good corners. Merriweather may be one of the best safeties that we're going to see all the entire year. This guy's really instinctive and aggressive, and they got a lot of very good players that play very well together. They make very few mistakes. They're very disciplined, and, you know, they force you to be patient, and if you're not, you know, you'll make a mistake, and they'll capitalize on it, which they've already done this year.
Thanks, everybody.
You got it.